The Oracle, Oracle is back!
Curate topics, investment education, economic update, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension update, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
It's another beautiful morning, the 12th day in May 2022. Welcome to today's episode of Stockwatch on Radio. I'm Ruth Ibikunle. It's a quick summary of transactions on the floor of the Nigerian Stock Exchange yesterday. The Nigerian equity market bounced after a marginal decline on Tuesday to close higher, buoyed by gains in Dangote Cement, MTN Nigeria, and other 41 stocks, as the all-share index grew by 1.99% to close at 52,838.45 points against the previous close of 51,805.41 points. The market capitalization grew by 563 billion naira, or 2.02% from the previous close of 27.923 trillion to 28.486 trillion naira. Aggregate volume closed at 417.4 million units, valued at 7.3 billion naira in 7,255 deals. The market breadth closed positive as 43 stocks gained against 27 stocks that declined in their share prices. CWG and Okomo Oil with 10% growth each led other gainers to close at 99 kobo and 205 naira 70 kobo from the previous close of 90 kobo and 187 naira. Champions Bury, MC Nichols, and Industry and Medical Gases Nigerian PLC, among other gainers, also grew their share prices by 9.93%, 9.90%, and 9.88%, respectively. Ikeja Hotel and Boa Food top the losers chart, shedding 10% each of their share prices to close at 1 naira 17 kobo and 56 naira 70 kobo below the previous close of 1 naira 30 kobo and 63 naira respectively. Eternal Oil and Northern Nigerian Flour Mills, among others, also shed their share prices by 9.92% and 9.50% respectively. I'm going on a quick break now. When I return, we'll be talking insurance. Stay with us.
Your tomorrow is taken care of with African Alliance Insurance PLC.
African Alliance.
Inspiring dreams and putting smiles on your faces.
Oh, oh.
With our children education plan,
education plan,
and the money appreciation plan.
Appreciation plan.
Our Esusu and Takafu plans are designed for the best of you.
Since 1960, African Alliance Insurance PLC has supported families and businesses across generations. With over 18 branches nationwide and a strong retail team aided by technology, we have the network to support your dreams and make them come true. So come join our happy family of policyholders. Visit www.africanallianceplc.com to get started today or call 080-6630-9476 and 080-6632-5672. African Alliance Insurance PLC.
With you for life.
Welcome back, and thank you for staying with us. Our guest on the program this morning is Mr. Olubankole Banjo. He's the Brand Media and Communications Manager at African Alliance Insurance. Good morning, Mr. Banjo. It's good to have you here today.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, listeners. I'm happy to be here too.
All right. Okay, we get to hear about insurance. What would you say insurance is all about?
Insurance, as we know it, is a promise. Let me put it that way. It's a business of trust. It's a business of promise. It is basically an entity, which is a life insurer, telling a customer, the insurer, that give us XYZ amount, and we will ensure that for this period of this contract, whatever happens to you covered in that contract will not have any significant impact on your lifestyle or your finances. In other words, you are paying forward for any potential disaster or risk that might happen to you. So professionally, for insurance experts, they will tell you that insurance is basically about risk management, risk allocation, and risk transfer. So that's it. But in layman's terms, it is just you getting a corporate promise that come what may, this thing that I have listed down, or whatever it is, however it happens, I am covered. I will not be, I will be immediately restored back to my situation before that thing happens. That is what insurance is about.
All right, thank you for that. So I'm planning for my days in retirement. What type of insurance should I consider to retire in comfort?
Okay, so retirement is a big deal in this part of the world because some people are unfortunate enough I will use the words unfortunate because they spend more years in retirement than the years they spend working. They are working active life. People retire at 60 and live up to 90 or 80. Even if you retire at 60 and live up to 70, your productive years are way behind you. Your energy is low, your strength is low, so you really don't have much to do. So retirement is a big deal and everybody should plan for retirement. If you work in a structured corporate environment, I am very sure you have something they call contributory pension scheme, something that they deduct an amount from your account every month. But you cannot access that fund until you retire, a portion of it after you retire or when you are laid off. But for people who really want to enjoy the very best at retirement, we always advise they do additional retirement planning, which is called deferred annuity. So deferred annuity is basically you setting aside a portion of your salary every month for a specific number of years such that immediately you retire, that contribution becomes, is converted into a monthly payout for you. We call it salary for life. So we calculate the amount of money you expect to earn in per month at retirement. Then you begin to contribute towards that every month from now. You could do that for 20 years, 25 years. It does not have anything to do with your contributory pension scheme. It's like additional contribution that will help you feel very, very safe and secure when you are old and you cannot also as you used to do anymore. So deferred annuity is a very good retirement planning tool for young people, especially people who are in active service. So you don't need to depend on a contributory pension scheme alone. So deferred annuity is it.
All right. This is Isusu Plus from African Alliance. What's this plan all about? Is it like the regular Isusu that women in the market do?
So African Alliance Isusu Plus is Isusu with a twist, which is where the plus comes in. The Isusu that you and I know means that maybe market women, a group of people come together to contribute money periodically, and at the end of a period, they come together to take their money from the pool. We all know the shortcomings of such plans, which includes maybe one member of the pool running into financial crisis, somebody losing their life or some emergency just happening within the pool. It usually affects the contributory pool. But with Isusu Plus, we're asking that you don't need to look for people to contribute money with and hoping that everything goes well in the period of your contribution. Just buy our Isusu Plus plan. You pay this your money periodically. At the end of that savings period, we give you small interest on your money. And should anything happen to you within those periods, maybe you run into an accident that makes you that permanently disables you, or even death, we are able to pay your entire contribution and the life insurance to those somebody you must have appointed, somebody that will call your beneficiary. So unlike Isusu Plus that year, people, maybe the person running the Isusu would just disappear, collect your money and jack back to maybe Canada. With Isusu Plus, you don't run that way. So it is like Isusu with adequate protection that guarantees that come what may, your fund is secured. And if anything happens to you within that period, there's a life insurance aspect that helps you prepare and provide for your loved ones in the case of your demise. That's what Isusu Plus is. And for some reason, it's one of our most successful products, very popular amongst them. Usually the people who make money every day, the market women, the traders and what have you, and even corporate people. Almost everybody in my establishment has an Isusu Plus plan. A lot of corporate people have Isusu Plus plan. So some people need to save ahead for maybe their Christmas spending, their vacation money, even people need to save for it for their weddings, even buy cars and what have you. So it's very successful. And it is something that I think every Nigerian listening to me should take advantage of. It is safe, it is secured, and it's protected.
So is there like a minimum or maximum amount you like contribute into the Isusu Plus?
No. There's no minimum amount. So we have people who contribute sometimes on a daily basis as much as 20,000. We have people who contribute as sometimes on a weekly basis as little as 1,000 or 2,000 naira. There is no limit. It's pretty much like the Isusu you want. So, okay, like the usual Isusu that maybe all of you agree to be paying 20K every month, it has to be that fixed amount. This one, you can determine the running rate, the run rate that you want to do. You might have to be doing your own daily, weekly, monthly, anyhow you want to do it. So you have an account set up for you, which is what we call like a policy set up for you. You have a direct debit to your account. So if you want us to be deducting money every day, every week, we do that every week. And you get your statement of account as due. So you know how much you've spent, you know how much you've paid and how much you expect by the end of the year. So there's no minimum or maximum amount. That's it. It's pretty straightforward.
All right. Thank you for that clarification. So I want to avoid impulse buying. So for example, I want to make my budget easier and entrench financial discipline in my spending. What product would you recommend for me?
Okay, the number one player for that is Esusu Plus. So I actually know someone who's Esusu Plus is just for things like this, to avoid impulse buying. So he's self-employed. He makes money every day. So what he tries to do is that every day, he has been able to calculate the likely amount that he has extra after the normal work-related expenses and profit margin. So he's been able to save every day 10,000 naira. As in for 1 year. So he does that constantly. So imagine 10,000 every day for 30 days. That's like 300K for 1 year. You can see that's running to millions already. So one of the ways you could avoid impulse buying is to set up an Esusu Plus and a direct debit mandate with it. So that way, whenever you have excess cash in your account, even before you do the direct debit, it might be set up for maybe every Friday, every Thursday, or every 30th of the month. So you are never in running a risk of having too much money that you now end up hitting the club and spending so much more than you should. So Esusu Plus is one of it. Again, we have some other products that could be tailored to this purpose. So we have a money appreciation plan. So this one is a long-term savings plan, 3 years, 6 years, or 9 years. You could buy it and pay regularly. But for the best for you to avoid impulse buying and put something aside, Esusu Plus is the best bet, really.
All right. Thank you for that. All right, one of the common insurance myths is that it's expensive getting life insurance. What affordable plan do you have to make this accessible to the common men on the streets?
Okay, so the common myth is that your question says common myth, people think life insurance is expensive, right?
Yes, like
what are they? Okay, so the question is, how valuable do you consider your life to be? You know,
that's a very good question.
Exactly. We have this phrase constantly that people say the premium you place on your life. It is basically a phrase that comes from the way insurance works, life insurance works. So there is no amount that is too small to insure your life. And it is not true that life insurance is expensive. There are life insurance plans that you could do for as little as 5K, 10K per year. It's just that the amount of premium that you choose will affect the amount of cover that you're able to get in case life happens.
All right, time is gone, so let me see if I can take one more question. There are a number of insurance companies in this nation. What makes African Alliance stand out? Why do I have to choose African Alliance over other insurance companies?
Okay, this is a question that I'm very, very eager and happy to answer every now and then, because it is a question that comes around. It's okay, you people are plenty now, so why choose African Alliance? The number one reason is we've been in the business of life insurance for 62 years. And it is not a mistake that for 62 continuous years we've been in existence, and we are the first majority-owned indigenous life insurer in Nigeria. Some people might tell you, oh, there are some insurance that have been around for 70, 80, 90 years. Yes, we know them. We acknowledge them, but most of them were from the colonial masters. But the first insurance company that was set up by Nigerians and they owned majority shares was African Alliance. And you know what they say about businesses set up by Nigerians, that most businesses fail within the first 3 years. But we've done 62 years, so let us put it into perspective. We were here before Nigeria became an independent country. We were here all through the first military interregnum. We were there through the civil war. We were there all through the days for the first democracy, the military intervention again back to all through the Babangida Abacha. So imagine what we've been through. And today, I am one of the fourth generation of staff that African Alliance has had cost to employ. And we've had people within the business who literally started their career there and retired there. So we are talking of 30 years. We even had one of our past MDs worked there for 42 years. So it's a family, it's a heritage, it's a legacy, it's a culture that a lot of people know. There is probably somebody somewhere who knows someone somewhere listening to me right now who has an African Alliance policy. It might be from the 70s, from the 80s, from the 90s. So the question is, who would you rather trust with your life insurance, if not an insurance company that has seen it all, that has been through, and that they didn't have any colonial backup even when the days were dark? Of course, it's African Alliance. So the choice is yours. Some things are not forced on people. It is just a matter of logical choice.
All right. We all get that. Thank you so much, Mr. Banja, for your time on your program this morning.
You're welcome.
You've heard it all from Mr. Banja this morning. Esusu Plus is definitely something you should consider. I bet it will be worth your while. It's a wrap on the program today. To catch up on past episodes for this week, log on to stocksng.com. For the question and answer episode tomorrow, please send in your questions to 0703-134-1703. I have to go now. See you all tomorrow. Do have a bullish day. Ruth Ibikunle, Bye for now.